Imagine locking eyes with a stranger and instantly sensing something profound about them. This isn't supernatural. It's your brain's ancient face reading system at work. When Eric Standoff, a former entertainment executive, had his 15 medical conditions accurately diagnosed by a toothless old man on a South African beach simply by studying his face, it changed his life forever. He embarked on a journey to become one of the world's foremost face readers, breaking barriers as the first non-Chinese person accepted for traditional training in Hong Kong. Today, his insights are sought by CEOs, intelligence agencies, and medical professionals alike. This forgotten art, practiced across cultures for millennia, is experiencing a renaissance as science confirms what our ancestors always knew: our faces truly are the autobiography of our lives. Face reading isn't fortune-telling, but rather a sophisticated observation system that reveals our present state. It's a language we're born fluent in. Newborns seek faces immediately, recognizing their mothers within hours through a combination of visual cues, smell, and sound. This innate ability stems from dedicated neural circuits in our fusiform gyrus, the face area of our brain, that develop throughout our lives. Unlike computers that analyze features separately, humans process faces holistically, taking in the entire picture at once. This explains why facial recognition technology struggles with bias, while even 3-year-olds across cultures show remarkable consensus in judging which faces appear nice, mean, or smart. What makes a face attractive isn't just conventional beauty, but authenticity, what Standoff calls the enlightened visage. Nelson Mandela's face projected wisdom with childlike openness and determination with peace, without bitterness despite decades of oppression. Similarly, the Dalai Lama combines serenity with playfulness, while Jane Goodall reflects both scientific precision and compassion. Our faces reveal our health, too. Eyes signal body chemistry shifts, sparkling when drunk, dull during hangovers. Dietary habits leave their mark. Alcohol creates bloating and broken capillaries, refined carbohydrates cause dark chin patches, sugar dependence shows in forehead lines and thin skin, while dairy causes chin pimples and swollen eyelids. Notice how different your face looks after indulgence versus clean eating? Our facial autobiography begins at birth as a blueprint of attributes, talents, and purpose that constitute our personality. As we develop, our face shape emerges, while fixed features form a unique configuration, defining our core identity. Living authentically means expressing this inborn personality. When we leverage innate strengths toward our life purpose, we live in a winning way. When defaulting to weaknesses, we live in a losing way. Most of us alternate between these states daily, with energy shifting when we're aligned with our true selves. Over time, our personality acquires an overlay of character developed through external influences. Face readers discern character through non-fixed features, particularly facial expressions and micro-expressions, those automatic, split-second reactions revealing deeper feelings. Ideally, character aligns with personality, though perfect alignment is rare. The greater the synchronicity between them, the more integrity and fulfillment we experience. When they disconnect, depression, frustration, or aggression often results, explaining why many successful people feel empty despite achievements. Traditional Chinese face reading employs several approaches. The three zones method divides the face horizontally: the celestial zone, hairline to eyebrows, ages 15-30, the zone of will, eyebrows to nose bottom, ages 30-50, and the earthly zone, nose bottom to chin, beyond age 50. Another approach uses metaphor, viewing facial features as a landscape, the chin as South Mountain, forehead as North Mountain, and softer features as rivers. By examining this landscape, readers construct personality narratives. Face reading incorporates five elements theory: wood, idealism, curiosity, fire, passion, earth, amiability, metal, intuition, rationality, and water, resourcefulness. Most Western faces combine multiple shapes. About 25 to 33% have one dominant shape. 45% combine two shapes. 15 to 20% blend 3 shapes, and only 5 to 10% combine 4 or more shapes, Master of Masks. This explains why some personalities seem to shift dramatically in different contexts. Humans possess 43 facial muscles, capable of producing up to 10,000 different expressions, with about 3,000 conveying emotion. We unconsciously mirror others' expressions, and even forced expressions can trigger corresponding emotions. A deliberate smile can genuinely improve your mood. Microexpressions, fleeting, involuntary facial movements lasting fractions of seconds, reveal true emotions universally across cultures. The six primary ones are surprise, raised eyebrows, horizontal forehead wrinkles, wide eyes. Fear, eyebrows raised and drawn together, tense lower eyelids. Disgust, raised upper eyelids and cheeks, wrinkled nose. Anger, lower drawn eyebrows, vertical lines between eyebrows, pressed lips. Happiness, upturned lip corners, raised cheeks creating nose-to-lip wrinkles, and sadness, raised inner eyebrow corners, downturned mouth. These expressions communicate more than words. When evaluating job candidates, StandUp watches for revealing gestures and expressions. Once, he observed a candidate with impressive credentials who initially impressed an HR director, but began pinching his nostrils, a cry for help gesture indicating distress when questioning became more specific. Most people are less effective at concealing their true feelings than they believe. People often ask, "What do you do?" rather than, "What do you care about?" Many wonder why they're unhappy without asking, "What am I here for?" We all have a life purpose, what our personality qualifies us to do, or what makes the most of who we are. Face shape and features offer clues about whether someone thrives in structured environments, needs concrete challenges, loves improvisation, excels in management, or requires freedom. Detectable gifts like creativity, leadership, resilience, or communication ability complete the personality picture. Some make life choices contradicting their personalities. A Greek woman in her 30s faced this conflict when offered promotion to hotel director. Despite career success, she felt like a square peg in a round hole. Originally aspiring to work in mental health, she'd been diverted into hospitality after marriage. Though respected professionally, she felt frustrated by purposeless administrative work. StandUp identified her as the follower, not her true nature. She ultimately declined the promotion to pursue psychology, her first love. While life purpose involves pursuits that maximize our innate personality, we also have talents we're destined to use for fulfillment. Those who dedicate significant time to their talents tend to be happiest. Many achieve fulfillment by using their gifts outside of work. How might you be neglecting your natural gifts? The wisdom of face reading is a practical tool for understanding ourselves and others. By reading the autobiography written on our faces, we access a universal language that transcends cultural barriers. Next time you look in the mirror, see beyond your reflection. Notice the story in your eyes, the character in your smile lines, the potential in your face shape. Your face isn't just how the world sees you, it's how you can truly see yourself. In a world obsessed with masks, both digital and physical, our challenge is learning to recognize and honor the authentic self our faces reveal. Your face tells your truth. Are you ready to listen?